Ready.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. Good morning, everyone. This is the day that God is making. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome each of you to worship at Tabernacle United Church in this virtual space that we're in. Though we can't be physically together, we are thankful to be gathered together spiritually in this worship time and connecting with God and with one another. This is the fourth Sunday in Advent, so we are drawing nearer and nearer to Christmas. And so we welcome each of you and hope that this service is meaningful and that you find some ways to connect to God and with one another and to hear from God and hear from the Holy Spirit this morning. So welcome. I want to give a special welcome also to those of you who are visiting for the first time. If you're here and you haven't been with us before, we're so glad you're here. Thank you for coming. If you would like, you can fill out a visitor card. We have a virtual visitor card, and Shell will put that link in the chat box, so you can just click on that if you'd like to fill it out. We would love to hear from you, hear a little bit about you, your name, and if you're here with us today. You can also introduce yourself if you'd like, just in the chat box. Please feel free to share your name and that you're here with us. We would love to hear from you. I have just a few announcements that I want to lift up today. First of all, I want to give thanks for Lucinda, who will be hosting our virtual coffee hour at the end of close of the service. So if you'd like to stay for a few minutes after our service today, you can just linger. If you want to grab a cup of tea or some snacks and come and rejoin us, that is also fine. We'll be just having some time to connect and talk after the service. So please stay if you'd like to do that. And thank you, Lucinda, for hosting that time. Also, just a reminder that we have our weekly Tuesday morning prayer gathering this week at 8:30 in the morning. If you'd like to join us for that, just let us know. If you don't have that information, we'll get that to you. It is also over Zoom, Tuesday morning at 8:30. We will not be meeting for Bible study this week, but we will. That is because we will be meeting the following evening on Thursday night for our Christmas Eve service, which will be at 6 p.m. So please join us for that if you have if you would like to come to that. It'll be a time of lots of singing, lessons and carols, readings, prayer, a wonderful time to be together. And also a note on that, if you are planning to come, we're going to encourage, and I'll send this out in an email, but we want to encourage folks to have their own candle lights as part of that service, since normally it would be a candlelight service and we'd all be together. We invite you to prepare candles in your setting, in your home, and participate in that way with us. So this Thursday, Christmas Eve service at 6 p.m., and bring your own candles for that. Finally, just a joy that today we will be welcoming two new members. Lynn Lampman and Lynn Major will be joining Tabernacle's community today officially, and we will be making our covenant promises to them and with them. So we give great thanks. I know Lynn and Lynn are familiar to many of you, and to others they are new, but they, I know, are looking forward to getting to know some of the new folks here and connecting further. So we are really grateful that they've taken that or made that choice to step in to our community. And we're so glad to be celebrating that today. Finally, I wanted to lift up another wonderful celebration, good news of great joy, which feels so fitting in this Advent season. And that is that the Thompsons, who have been living in Sanctuary at Tab for the last few months and had been living in Sanctuary at another church for 2 years prior to living at our church, have won. They have won their case. And I know that we sent out this news. Yes, woohoo from Alicia. Yes. So please take a moment to celebrate this amazing news. It's hard to just express what I also have just felt and experienced of their joy and their relief. It is such wonderful news and really has been kind of a miraculous unfolding of events for their freedom. So we give great thanks for that. And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we will be there will be a public announcement of that victory at Tabernacle at 10 a.m. You are welcome to come. We are going to be doing some kind of strict social distancing as part of that celebration, but you can come. And those who want to come, just make sure you bring a mask. And we're inviting people to bring signs and waving white cloth as a for celebration. You can also join online. The event will be live streamed on Facebook. So all this information out, we will also be sending out after the service today. So stay tuned. And if you're not on our listserv, let us know so we can get that information to you. Again, wonderful joy for the Thompsons. And so stay tuned. And on that note, we're going to transition into our time of worship. So let us open up our hearts and our minds, our lives, and let us worship God together. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Susan, and I'm really glad to be with you here today. During our call to worship today, you are invited to move your body as the Spirit leads. You can move or sway or stretch or dance. Feel the words in your body. We will be repeating these verses 3 times. Let us pray. Breathe in peace. Breathe out joy. Looking high, going deep, sharing hope, filled with love. Breathe in peace. Breathe out joy. Looking high, going deep. Sharing hope, filled with love. Breathe in peace, breathe out joy. Looking high, going deep. Sharing hope, filled with love. And now let us pray our opening prayer. We don't think we have what we need to be your servants, but you are with us. You are in us. And so we pray. Where does our hope reside? Deep within our chest? Where does peace rest? Upon our weary shoulders? Where does our joy survive? in blood flowing through our veins? Where does love live? In our hands and feet? May we be blessed to find you as close as our next breath and near as our skin. Help us see and be the lived truth of love in us and in all of us. Amen.
Good morning, TAB community. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this morning, I'm so grateful to be with you and grateful for your prayers and thoughts over the past couple weeks. I'm glad to be with you this morning to celebrate and sing together. Let's start by singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Jesus, the Light of the World.
Over the hill. August is born.
Amen.
And now, please join me in our prayer of confession. We read words like favored by God, and we think that cannot be us. We are perplexed by stories where you step into the life of someone and invite them to change the story. We swear that that will never be us. It can't be me. The truth is, if we want to live in your kingdom, it needs to be some of us. The truth is, it already is. Forgive our side glances, our not I's and can't be's. Make real for us the promise of your incarnation, even when we can't imagine what is already happening all around us. And now hear these words of assurance. Holy wisdom from Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen. Wholeness includes all of our wounds. It includes all of our vulnerabilities. For nothing is impossible with God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God. God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. The Lord our God is wonderful.
Yes, amen. Amen. This is a moment in our service where we will be welcoming Lynn and Lynn into our community. This is a time for all of us to participate. So even though it feels weird to be alone and in your house alone, where we would normally be gathered in community together, being able to see one another, this is an important part to step in with your imagination that we are still here all in one space. And these are communal promises we are making to one another. Lynn and Lynn will be making their covenant promises to us, and we are promising our commitment to them, to be of support to them in their faith journey, and to be together a witness to God's love and justice in this world. So again, we are so grateful for Lynn and Lynn being here today. Thank you both for your witness already in this world, for your work in this world, and for joining us and being a real, for stepping into this space with us and helping us too. I'm going to just say a couple words here in my liturgy that I have that is not on the screen. And then I'm going to ask Lynn Lantman and Lynn Major a few questions. And then there will be a part in here for you to participate in the congregation part. So first, let me say these words. Lynn Lantman and Lynn Major have found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ. Through prayer and study, they have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their faith and to claim in the presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church. They are here for service to Jesus Christ using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows. So Lynn, would you respond to these three questions I'm going to ask you? Trusting in the gracious mercy of our Creator, do you commit yourselves to growing in the life of the Spirit, nurturing your relationship with God, and listening for God's call in your life? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
And will you be a follower of Christ, showing forth compassion, witnessing to God's radically inclusive love, and renouncing sin's power in your life and in the world? If so, please say, I will, with God's help.
I will, with God's help.
And do you desire to be a committed member of this congregation, allowing us to accompany you on your faith journey and lending your resources and talents to strengthen this community of faith as we witness together to God's hope, reconciliation, justice, and peace? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Amen. And now Chris is going to lead us in the address.
Today we rejoice in the pilgrimage of faith which has brought you to this time and place. We give thanks for every community of faith that has been your spiritual home. And we celebrate your presence in this household of faith. Let us, the members and friends of Tabernacle United Church, express our welcome and affirm our mutual ministry in Christ.
So friends, let us all affirm our welcome. We welcome you with joy in the common life of this church. We promise you our friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses to our risen Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of Tabernacle United Church, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, welcoming you into the company of this local church.
Eternal Creator, we praise you for calling us to be your servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank God for Lynn and Lynn.
Yes.
May we as a church work with them in serving the needs of one another, our neighbors, and creation. Confirm in us the power of your covenant, that we may live in your Spirit, share regularly in worship, and so love each other that we may have among us the same mind which was in Christ Jesus, to whom all be honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now we are going to move right to the passing of the peace. So we have a moment both to greet one another with signs of peace and love, and also to greet Lynn and Lynn with virtual hugs and welcome. So let us share the peace of Christ with one another. May the peace of Christ be with all of you.
Peace.
Welcome.
Be with you.
Welcome, Lynn and Lynn.
Peace be.
Welcome.
So glad to see you.
See you.
Blessings.
Peace, Erica.
Gregory, Betsy.
Peace to all.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello.
Oscar.
Yeah. Greetings to Lynn and Lynn from another Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy here.
Hey, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Peace to you, Jennifer, in the car.
Peace, Heather.
And Lisa in the car. Hello. Peace.
Scott's going to be.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
People.
Peace, Anna.
Peace. Peace. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello,
Baroka.
Hi,
Mike. Hi, Alicia. Good to see you.
Hi, Mike. I'm feeling. Hi.
Peace, Eloise. Peace, Dick.
Eloise and Dick.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Morning. Merry Christmas.
Peace, Amy. Peace, Jean.
Peace with be with you.
Hi, Heather and Oscar.
Hi, Heather and Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oski.
Hello, Oscar.
Peace to you all.
Peace, Pat. Hi,
Oscar.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, Elliot. Peace to you, Nicole.
Hey, Elliot.
Peace, Emmett.
Hi, Geneva. Good morning.
Happy birthday, Elliot.
Oh,
thank you.
Birthday.
A couple days late.
How old are you?
7.
Wow.
Great age.
That's awesome.
Is that post egg?
Our first scripture reading today is Luke chapter 1, verses 24 to 38. The reading starts in the middle of a story about Zechariah and Elizabeth, who are relatives of Jesus. They have just been told, much to their disbelief, that Elizabeth will bear a son in her old age. Zechariah literally becomes speechless. The story picks up when Elizabeth is 5 months pregnant. Hear these words from Luke. Soon afterward, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and went into seclusion for 5 months. "How kind the Lord is," she exclaimed. "The Lord has taken away my disgrace of having no children." In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite children and the young at heart to come closer to the screen to hear the children's time. Let's sing together.
Come and see, come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come and see.
Hi everyone, I'm Todd. I use pronouns he, him. I'll be doing the children's time today. And you might have noticed, I've been growing my beard for a long time if you've been here in church with us before, but today I tried to make it look the most, and I wore a red shirt, right? So I can look the most as possible as someone who gives really good presents. And that you probably know who that person is, and you might, I need to go on a different view so I can see everybody. Right. And so I'm really looking, trying to look as much as I can like Santa Claus today, because today's the 20th. And in five more days, it will be Christmas. And that's usually a really exciting time for kids. Really exciting. Because what happens on Christmas morning? Most of us get up and we open presents. So I know I can see five more days. So I've been thinking about people who bring presents to our house. It's kind of pretty unusual, you know? That doesn't happen a whole lot. And, you know, Santa does it in this pretty specific way too. But that's not the only tradition of how kids get really great presents. So normally I'm much closer, but I wanted to show you today. So this is the nativity set that we use at my house. And hopefully I won't knock it over. And over here are the three wise people who came to bring presents to Jesus. And they came from a really, really, really far away. So here's their camel to show they like had to like ride camels a really, really long distance. All right, so I'm going to get a little bit closer. So I was thinking about, you know, we got some really good news lately, which is that the Thompson family will not have to live in our church and they get to go back to their house, which is amazing news. So I'm thinking about like, what are like the best gifts people get? Well, being able to go back and live in their house, pretty amazing. And also like, what else do we know about gifts? Is that, so does Santa work all by himself? That's not what I heard. I heard that Santa works with lots and lots and lots and lots of other people because it's a very big job. And with the three wise people, there are three of them because there were lots of things to do and they brought different kinds of presents. So with the Thompsons, they got a lot of help, a lot of help from people. And so I think the best kinds of gifts are often ones that people have to work together to do. We should also remember, like the camel reminds us, that really great presents come from people who sometimes come from really, really far away from where we live, right? And so like the Thompsons came from Jamaica and they came to live here with us and they give us pretty amazing gifts. And also we've worked hard to give them really good gifts too. So yes, Nintendo Switch is amazing. Legos are amazing. Bicycles are amazing. Art supplies are amazing. All the things that we really like and enjoy are really good presents, but sometimes the best ones come from people really far away and they have to work together to make them happen. And so I'd like us to think about that as we get excited and ready for Christmas. All right, let's say a quick prayer. God, help us remember all the kinds of presents that are really, really great. Amen.
This morning, I wanted to sing a song that we don't sing very often, but was my favorite as a kid, which is the Angel Gabriel, because of the scripture that we heard and because of the sermon that Katie will be sharing. So if you aren't familiar with this song, I think you'll learn it quickly. But let's sing together about Gabriel and the visit to Mary.
From heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Oh, hail, said he, the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For known as blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, to me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
Beautiful song. Thank you, Pax. So thankful, Pax, to have you back this morning. Our second reading is really going to be a continuation of the reading that Susan already started. So we're going to continue on in this story this morning, this powerful story. So we pick up right where Susan left when the angel departed from Mary. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Holy wisdom. Holy word. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh God, you are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives. Give us this day, O God, new strength, new courage, new hope. God, I ask that you would speak through me and that you would speak in spite of me, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be to your glory, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In those days, hold on. I gotta get you in gallery view here. Otherwise I have to stare at the big me, which is not what I wanna stare at. All right, now I can see you all. Those three words, in those days, those three words actually appear a lot throughout the Advent stories, the Christmas stories that we read in this season. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching repentance. In those days, Elizabeth conceived and remained in seclusion for 5 months. In those days, Mary went with haste to see her relative Elizabeth. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus, and so on and so forth. We hear these words, in those days. And those seeking to hear God's word to us today, all of us, I want us to think of those three words today, in those days, as a kind of gateway. So that in those days becomes in these days. And really, that's what we do every time we gather to read God's word or to learn. We as interpreters and listeners of the Holy Spirit are moving in between in those days and in these days. We are trying to figure out where we are in this story. And so I want us to focus on those three words, or at least to use those words as a kind of gateway. We hear those words in those days twice in our reading this morning. And it always occurs right before something important that will be said, or some important action that is about to happen. So hold that thought for a few moments. When Juanita Thompson called me to tell me about a week ago what was happening with their case, I really was in disbelief. Her voice sounded like joy uncontained, even with some trepidation and even some disbelief in her voice as to whether this could really be true. Pastor Katie, she said, I would not believe this if someone else were telling me. And she went on to walk through all these small miracles that had occurred, from startling phone calls to text messages, communication with the ICE office that was kind of unbelievable, communication with lawyers, other politicians involved in the campaign. Step by step, Juanita shared this story of how they gained their freedom that should never really have been lost, but they gained it back one step at a time. Listening to her was like being visited by a messenger from God. It was like the Holy Spirit was pouring through her. And she said, Pastor Katie, we are free. The deportation order has been lifted. The deportation order has been lifted. So for those of you who haven't heard the news yet or are just hearing it this morning, and I said it in the beginning, but maybe you missed the top of the service, but the Thompsons and their Clive and Juanita and their children, Timmy and Christine, they are the family that has been staying at TAB for the last few months. And prior to that, we're living at another church, Funcog, for 2 years. And we and many others have been supporting them in their fight to remain in the U.S. after being targeted by ICE and ordered to leave the country almost 2.5 years ago. And they are the family that have won their case. So much joy to celebrate this morning. Not too long after that conversation with Juanita, I opened the scriptures and read these passages that we have been looking at this morning. And I read these words: in those days, or could it be in these days, after being told she could never bear children, Elizabeth became pregnant, and after guarding that news and keeping it close for 5 months, she said, "This is what the Lord has done for me. When the Lord looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." We know the disgrace that Elizabeth had endured among her people was for different reasons than the disgrace that Juanita and Clive have endured in this country. For women in the first century, the inability to conceive children carried great social stigma, and women were held responsible for that inability. To make matters worse, that, quote, failure to bear children was often interpreted as God's judgment against them, and that judgment brought suffering on not only on them, but suffering and shame on their husbands. So there was great social stigma in that. And we hear from Elizabeth's mouth, and it's made much more powerful knowing that context, that she has this personal experience of a God who lifts that burden of social disgrace and releases that stigma. And in God's lifting that burden, there is a critique already in the story of a society that would create those kinds of oppressive systems for women. In these important words from Elizabeth, we learn that though there are forces that seek to keep social disgraces in place, God works to take it away. That word disgrace that Elizabeth uses, it can be translated in different ways. It can be translated as defamed, blamed, reviled, or insulted. The word there is connected to being labeled guilty or deserving of punishment. Elizabeth, in effect, is saying, "This is what the Lord has done for me when the Lord looked favorably on me and took away the condemnation of my body and my existence." In those days, that was Elizabeth's experience of God. In these days, whose bodies do we condemn and criminalize just for their existence? Who gets targeted by the police? Who gets targeted by ICE? Who are the ones who serve as essential workers and are in lower paying jobs and who are suffering from COVID at higher rates? We know the answer. And then we read in our text this morning about a God at work in those days who lifts the burden of being criminalized or labeled guilty, who lifts the burden of being scapegoated and targeted. It's the God of Elizabeth who does this. She experienced this God in those days. And in these days, that same God is still at work. Juanita and Clive Thompson know this same God who in these days is all about lifting people up out of those categories of being criminalized, being called guilty, illegal, unworthy. The God of Advent, the God in our Christmas stories, the God of those days and the God of these days is a God who shatters those categories and instead showers favor upon favor upon favor instead. To say you are favored is really just to say you are beloved. That's our primary definition of who we are in God's eyes. after we hear these words come out of Elizabeth's mouth and we learn a little bit about her God, the story moves on to Mary and we hear that she's visited by an angel. It's a story we know and we hear a lot and we hear every year at the same time. And we hear about this angel who comes and visits Mary and showers her with favor too. It's interesting, you know, I feel like it's important to name this because Mary, she has been so often characterized throughout history as a model of kind of quiet piety and wholehearted obedience to God. And that's not untrue. She certainly is obedient to God. And that's good. But how often do we speak of the courage that her obedience took? The courage that she embodied in her saying yes to God and what her yes would mean for her life. Her yes would bring more hardship and grief, more social stigma, more uphill battles. We must speak of her courage, I think, if we are to speak of her obedience. And what then about her aggressive, prophetic voice in the song that she sang? That if we were to heed the words of that song, whole governments would be toppled and oppressive systems would be totally upended. That was Mary too. That was Jesus's mom, y'all. She was a powerful voice. And we wonder then where Jesus got some of his prophetic edge. But after Mary is visited and she says yes to this call on her life, we hear for the second time that phrase, in those days. In those days, Mary went with haste. With haste means quickly. In other words, I don't know, maybe she ran. We don't know. She was quickly leaving the place where she had this encounter and got herself over to Elizabeth's house. Mary goes directly to the place where she knows someone else shares her struggle and shares her radical trust in the same disgrace-lifting God. It's with Elizabeth that I imagine she probably shared all her fears of what this yes would mean for her. It's with Elizabeth that she unravels and pours out her burdens. It's with Elizabeth that I imagine her courage is strengthened to do the impossible tasks set before her. Scripture says Elizabeth blesses Mary three times, showering favor on her again and again. I love this story for so many reasons, but perhaps my favorite reason is just in the simple witness of hope, love, and courage being carried in community and not by individuals alone. In those days, Mary didn't do it alone. In those days, Mary went with haste to Elizabeth. Mary went with haste to seek out a place where her fears could be shared and held by another, a place where she would not be labeled criminal or unworthy or dirty or disgraceful. She sought out a place where her courage would be strengthened so she could really say yes and put one foot in front of the other. That place for Mary was Elizabeth. This Christmas story comes to us from those days to these days. And these days, I don't need to tell all of you, but these days are not like any days we've experienced. And they are far from easy. A virus pandemic that has upended our lives and has taken away precious lives. Some of us here are in the throes of grief, of personal loss due to this pandemic, or just in the throes of grief due to some other form of loss. The weight that we carry today individually and collectively, it really feels, doesn't it, some days, that it's too heavy a burden to bear. And all the other disgraces, too, that we may be experiencing, what are they for you? What are the places of disgrace that you find yourself in? Are you carrying a label or a name that is not a name? given to you by God. Perhaps this really is a time for us to hear this story again. And not just hear it, but really find ourselves in it. Two women bearing burdens of years of social disgrace, finding themselves visited by God in a time of chaos and danger and crisis. Finding themselves lifted up by a God who loves and favors them, and then in turn blessing one another and giving each other courage to live. Can we find ourselves held in some way within this story so that in those days becomes in these days? So that the Marys become Juanita and Clive Thompson, who are making haste to bring us good news of freedom on the horizon, reminding us of the God we serve, the God of liberation, who lifts the burdens of social disgrace. So where are you in the story? Perhaps you are at one point Mary and another part Elizabeth. In any case, may you remember God's favor on you, God's choosing you, God's wanting you to live and be a bearer of hope in this world. May you remember to not even dare to try to live out your calling alone. You just can't. Take it from Mary. She was, after all, the mother of God. She didn't do it alone. And though solitude is something we need and is good, solitude is not the same as isolation. If you are moving toward isolation in a time of difficulty, then remember the words in those days, Mary went with haste to see Elizabeth. Find yourself in Mary's story. Talk to her if you need. Find your Elizabeths. Reach out to us even here on Zoom if you need to move out of isolation into community. And if you know someone moving toward isolation, then reach out to them. Be Elizabeth for them. Be the place, the space where another can come and unravel. Host their grief. Affirm their God-given favor. Sorry, for a minute I'm overcome. I just have one prayer to end with, a prayer for us. And these words come not from me, but from a prayer from Padre Gotuma. It's based... Sorry, just give me one moment. Thank you. Thanks, y'all. I really want to say this prayer. I'm going to say it. Just might be a little shaky. This prayer is based on the words that Elizabeth says. This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I've endured. Let us pray. God of Elizabeth, when Elizabeth heard news of joy, she celebrated, not because she was part of an important story, but because a kind story had wrapped itself around her, and the disgrace that she had endured was lightened. Lighten the places of our disgraces, lighten them. wrap yourself around us. Wrap your story around us. Because you can be the great story that surrounds us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Katie. That was a beautiful sermon. In these days, as Pastor Katie said, I have witnessed the generosity of many people in support of the Thompson family. And now the Thompsons have regained their freedom. Alleluia. And in these days, our work as God's church, here and now, does not end. Please give as you are able. To give electronically, text any amount to 84321 or visit tabunited.org/contribute. You can also find more information at the end of our bulletin today. And if you are texting, please include a tag like pledge or visitor or other. Thank you.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O
merciful God, these are our gifts for you. We ask that you help us to use these gifts wisely in our work for your kingdom. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is also Susan. In our time of prayer that is coming, I'm going to open us with prayer, and we invite you to put all of your prayers in the chat. And I'm just a little, are we lighting the Advent candle first?
Yeah, Susan, why don't we do that first, and then we'll do the prayer time. Okay. That's all right.
That's okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, no, that's all right. This is kind of prayer time also. We are lighting our candles today. If you have a wreath at home, or if you have some candles at home you can use for this time, you are so welcome to do that. But we are going to light these, our four Advent candles, and you're invited to read along in the people part, and Todd will be reading that part as we light our candles together and make this prayer and our commitment through our prayer as well. We light the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love this morning.
Though despair likes to keep watch, we will, in defiance of it, ground ourselves in the love and hope that Mary and Elizabeth embodied for one another. May we be like them, bearing hope and love to others. O God, may the light of love burn here in our home and burn strong in us.
Amen.
While we are waiting, come. While we are waiting, come. Jesus, our Lord Emmanuel. While we are waiting, come.
And now we are going to go deeper into a time of prayer together. And you are invited to use the chat to reflect on the service, to bring any joys, struggles, and other prayers, any concerns, any joys, any hopes before God in our community. Let us pray. God of breath, God of spirit, source of all life, we give you thanks for this season of Advent as we wait. And we give you great thanks for the ways that we feel your birth becoming real. This morning, we give special thanks and praise for the Thompsons, for their powerful witness, for their liberation. We give thanks for Katie. Thank you, God, for her, and we pray for her and hold her in our love and in our hearts, and give thanks for the ways that she always leads us deeper and wider, and for her open authenticity and her beautiful heart. We ask, God, that you now open our hearts even more. We ask that we might open to receive the prayers of our siblings in this community, and the prayers of our own hearts. Hear us, God. Hear our prayers. God, in your mercy, we open to you.
Deb Burnham writes, I want to ask prayers for a longtime friend of Tab, Barbara Tilly, who is seriously ill and very alone. And Charlene Comfort echoes that prayer, saying, remembering Barbara Tilly. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Fletcher writes, please pray for the family of my friend, Holly Unger, whose recently adopted, formerly foster child, Scott, has been missing since last weekend. He left a note saying he was going to Columbus to help a friend, but has not been heard from since. The family is hopeful that he is safe with friends and his birth family in Columbus, and they seem to be helping, but still no news. Please pray for Scott's safety and that he may be reunited with the Ungers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gina, prayers of healing from my colleague, Tanisha, who is having surgery tomorrow. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Patrick, what a moving service. We're in tears over here. Yeah, over here at my house too. Renat and I put an offer on a house that was accepted. Please pray that the rest of the process goes through smoothly. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Verona, please pray for firefighter Sava's family, friends, and community. He died from COVID last week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Ray and Elizabeth, a prayer for our friend Tara, who lost her dad this week after a long struggle with brain cancer. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Susan Teagan, I ask for prayers for Anthony, my dear friend, Taya's beloved, who has COVID, on a ventilator and has serious neurological symptoms in the hospital. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Anna, please pray for my sister Diana, who is having some health issues. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From classroom G144, thank you for the prayers from my mother. She passed away on Monday. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Kristen. Kristen, know we echo your prayers. From Verona, Lord, please lighten the places of disgrace in us that keep us from loving ourselves and others. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Anna, please pray for my friend Samantha, whose birthday is tomorrow and whose mother died in March. It's her first birthday without our friend Carla. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
And one more prayer from Lucinda, prayers for joy for all those who have gotten the vaccine. Let us pray. God of powerful love, who breaks in and breaks forth into our hearts and our lives, who accompanies us amidst the worst of grief, sorrow, rage, uncertainty, fear, terror, in all the places, who births joy, who celebrates with us. We give thanks for you. And we give thanks for this tabernacle, for the shelter of your peace in this community of love and hope, where we hold all these prayers that have been spoken, all the prayers that have been unspoken. Thank you, God, for walking with us, for hearing our prayers in this time of great peril, in this time where we are also entrusting our lives into your everlasting arms, our eternal home. And now hear us as we join together and pray the prayer that you taught us. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer and play it however you know it. Our mother, father, parents who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today, in this day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. For our closing song, I invite you to go to gallery view to see each other as we sing together Before me is peace. And if you aren't familiar with the words, you will learn them quickly through our motions. And if you need someone to look at for the motions, feel free to look at Pastor Katie. We'll sing, before me is peace, before me is love, before me is hope. Let's sing together. Feel free to do the motions or to simply sit and listen and meditate. Before me is peace, behind me is peace, below me is peace, above me is peace, around me is peace, within me is peace, around before me is love, before me is love, behind me is love, below me is love, above me is love, around me is love, within before me is hope, before me is hope, behind me is hope, below me is hope, above me is hope, around me is hope, within me is hope.
Friends, as you go today, remember to find yourself in the story today. Find yourself with Mary or with Elizabeth, so that in those days becomes in these days. May you remember that you are favored, that you are chosen to be a bearer of hope and a bearer of love in this world. Let us do that together, not alone. Let's take that calling, connect with one another, and be God's hands and feet in this world. So go in peace to serve God, to serve one another, to serve creation. Amen.